found one of the students who used to be at SpaceX. He was the number 10 employee and one of their first launch engineers. His brother now works at SpaceX as a welder. The students took their project over to Waco. They ended up getting their design welded to spec, and they've launched successfully at Wysands Missile Range.
Fredericksburg has a history of being impactful through their high school programming, and I go back to early SpaceX stories. Can you tell us a little bit about that story? Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. We are in Fredericksburg, Texas today, and I am really excited to talk to David Pedregon. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Justin. Thanks for inviting me to be on.
Well, we connected in some work that I did around the Fredericksburg Incubator program at Fredericksburg ISD. I'm a big supporter of incubator.edu and what it has allowed students to see. And my biggest takeaway is students need to see diversity in what they could be. It's not just what your parents did or what your immediate circle of adults do for a living. But right. Incubator EDU really introduces these kids in their freshman, sophomore, junior years to people like you, people that have built great careers, people that are investing in their community, people that are doing something that different than their parents typically. That's my takeaway, and I've seen it make a huge impact on students. So Fredericksburg launched about a year ago, and
that's right.
How did you get involved with Incubator EDU?
It's a funny story, Justin, because so I grew up in Fredericksburg, and I've been a part of this community for a long time. Went to Fredericksburg High School, graduated in 87, long, long time ago. I happened to be serving on one of the FISD subcommittees of the board called the Student Health Advisory Committee, the SHAC, and I was at a board meeting one night just a little over a year ago, about a year and a half ago now, and I was there for a completely different reason, to give a little report on things that the SHAC had been up to, and I heard Coach Raymer talking about this program that was going to be coming to Fredericksburg High School called Incubator, and as I heard him describing it and giving an update to the board on getting set up, getting the curriculum established, getting ready for their first cohort in the fall of 25. I was like, I immediately got on my phone and I started texting Jason, Coach Raymer, because we've been friends for, gosh, 15, 20 years now. And I just said, what is this all about? I have to know what this is and would love to know how I can be involved. And he texted back after he finished presenting, while we were still in the meeting, and said, funny you should ask, I planned on reaching out to you, anyway, conversations led to me being asked to be the community champion for the incubator program. So what the community champion does is they are the liaison for the program in the district to the community in Fredericksburg or to any community that it's part of. And so my job is to recruit mentors and to recruit coaches who would come into the classroom as adjunct professors and help teach the curriculum in the classroom. So that's how I learned about it. It was actually by chance in a meeting at the school board.
Well, and that is really great to hear, because Fredericksburg has a history of being impactful through their high school programming. And I go back to early SpaceX stories that I've heard rumor of, but Fredericksburg had a big hand in that. Can you tell us a little bit about that story and where that came from?
It's such a wonderful story. And frankly, I think that, I don't know why, but it seems to be kind of this well-kept secret. But, in Fredericksburg High School, just like the incubator is one of the CTE tracks, the community technical education tracks that one can take. There's also a culinary track. There's a medical track. There's also an engineering track. And it was a little over 25 years ago. I think it was 29 years ago now that a teacher came up with the idea of project-based work, where students would come together in teams and they would work on a project, learn the process of failing forward, and ultimately to learn what it means to be on a team, to contribute on a team, and to do project work. Well, that led to what was, you know, became known as the Rocket Program. And they chose rockets as just a really great tool and means to the end. But it did lead to a lot of students choosing aerospace as a career. They've gone on to work at SpaceX and NASA and other places. In fact, my son was in that program. He just recently graduated this past spring. And a great story that kind of talks to the SpaceX piece of things is that, well, you know, fast forward to today, the students collaborate with a NASA engineer during the development of their rockets in junior and senior year. And they have to do project design reviews preliminary design reviews, critical design reviews, just like my daughter, who's an electrical engineer, used to do when she was working for a defense company. And so whenever the students got involved in this, they got into a part of the project where one of their pieces wasn't going to work anymore. And they were trying to get in touch with different manufacturers because the spec that they had made, the design that they had not been followed by the manufacturer, and it had failed. And they were trying to find somebody else to make this part for them earlier in the spring, because the goal was to go launch at White Sands Missile Range. Well, they couldn't find anybody, so they reached back into their alumni. One of the top engineers at SpaceX, he's since retired, but his brother now works at SpaceX as a welder, and got in touch with them. The students took their project over to Waco. They ended up getting their design welded to spec, and it passed the testing that they had to do, and they've launched successfully at White Sands Missile Range. But it's just, it's a really great example that we've had in Incubator of seeing how students, when we cast vision for them of what's possible and introduce them to concepts and ideas that are a little bit beyond maybe where they are in their typical high school experience, amazing things can happen. I mean, we've seen students go to SpaceX, NASA, all the defense companies, Blue Origin, and they're all just doing amazing things. And we're hoping the same for the Incubator program.
Well, in the program that I was a part of, I watched these kids really mature on stage. Like that 10 minutes, it's amazing how much maturity you can get in 10 minutes in a tough presentation on stage. Yeah. In front of 500 people. We used the auditorium, and when the pitch competition would happen, the community turned out. We would have a lot of really impactful people that are in our community coming in and giving feedback and really excited about it. But it was always the most exciting afterwards, and sometimes the most disappointing. The parents would come up to me afterwards and say, well, I knew my son or my daughter were in this program, but I really didn't understand it until tonight.
Yeah.
And at that event, we're giving $20,000 in scholarships and startup funding to the winning team and distributing across the teams. Like, that's a big chunk of money. Yeah. And people were taken aback by it and then excited about it. My favorite story is a young man had a historical speech impediment all the way through middle school. He'd gone through therapy and done all the work. And his parents had never known that he could do public speaking. And he got up and crushed it. And it was really meaningful to the parents.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's incredible. And, you know, I think that it's funny because, Justin, you're very familiar with how this incubator program works. And what's fascinating to me, but not surprising, because this is how entrepreneurship works, is that when you show up in a classroom and you introduce these concepts for the first time, I mean, you've just got these kids looking at you like, I have no idea. It's like you just landed from another planet talking about these things that they have absolutely no idea they're capable of. And so what we do is, and what you know we do, is essentially we introduce them to the concepts and just say, look, just trust us. And just follow our guidance on how this all works. And as we give you a light touch on how building a business works, you will see and start getting your own ideas and ultimately be able to show up on stage at the end of all of this and do exactly just like these pitches you're seeing on YouTube that other schools have done. And so we just continually nudge them into that, you know, trust us, just trust the process. And then, yeah, at the end of it, parents aren't just surprised, and community members aren't the only ones surprised. The students are so surprised because they're just like, they had no idea. And I think that that's true for most of us as people, is that we think that we might know what our potential is, but we really don't know what our potential is until that is tested and pushed and challenged. And until we really move into those areas of unknown and push the boundaries a little bit further, it's really not until we do that that we understand what our true potential is.
Well, and the word that comes out of our program is iteration. Mm. And a lot of people in today's world, I see it's that instant gratification. It's got to be right the first time. And your point, you've said it a couple of times, failing forward or learning how to fail. It's not a bad word. It's the ability to learn, regroup, redo it. And SpaceX is a good example. Any kind of rocket program, engineering program, you iterate that design until it's right. And teaching the kids how to do that all year, teaching them that anything is possible, introducing them to mentors and saying, here's why it's important to raise your hand and ask when you run into a problem. And having the people to ask is part of that challenge. So I've really been impressed with the program. And Fredericksburg, you're in your going into your second year this year with it?
Yeah, our second year. Yeah, this last year we had 22 students and six teams competing for $20,000 in pitch night money. Used to be used as either scholarships or as seed round funding. And I think most of that this year is going to go to scholarships. But you're exactly right. I mean, the idea of anything big is we can't swallow the elephant whole. We have to take bite-sized spoonfuls as we move through the process. And so that iteration in incubator is the trying and testing that we've certainly learned through the engineering program, because the videos of Elon Musk chuckling while he sees one of these rockets exploding off the pad, a lot of people would say, well, that's just a multi-billionaire just, you know, burning $100 bills and thinking that it's hilarious. That's not it at all. What he understands is the formative lesson and the learning that is happening in that moment for all the engineers who are involved. Because I don't know about you, but I know for me, if I look back on my career, most of what I've learned and most of what I remember as teachable moments were failures in my career, not the successes. And so as we teach students not just to fear failure, but to actually welcome, then that's when they're going to really push forward, try things, take risks, and do the hard parts.
How many students do you have coming in, or do you know that for this next round yet?
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten a final count, but I've heard that it's at least double.
Right.
So we're expecting between 42 and 45 students, I believe, this year. So we're going to be doubling the number of teams competing for the scholarship money.
And this isn't unique to Fredericksburg. I've talked about the program I've supported in the past, and really a lot of school districts across the country are using incubator.edu as the curriculum and the platform to do this. But it's also a UIL-recognized sport. Like business pitching is a UIL in Texas.
About that.
Yeah, and Texas A&M holds a UIL competition.
Oh, okay. I did hear about the A&M
in April. Yeah. But that's the support that we're seeing. It's not just football, baseball, soccer anymore. Mm-hmm. You are really seeing these potential programs come in and challenge people the way football, baseball, the way sport challenges a lot of people.
Right.
But I'm excited that we're doing it into the life skills that will take someone into their career and help them succeed in anything they do. And that's a message on entrepreneurship. people say, oh, not everybody can be an entrepreneur. Sure, I agree. But if you can try to think like an entrepreneur in those moments where you're being challenged, in those moments where you feel like you're failing or you're hitting something hard, an entrepreneur really is able to break it open, get to the root cause, understand that next iteration, and mm-hmm. move on. And that grit is hard to duplicate.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that at least I've tried to do and Jason have tried to do with this program, at least in Fredericksburg, is that we actually want to challenge the notion that entrepreneur is a job title. And really that entrepreneur is a mindset. And really it's, you know, whether you are going to graduate and start your own business as a traditional entrepreneur does, you may decide, okay, I'm going to get some more school, or I'm going to go to trade school, or I actually want to go work for a nonprofit, or I want to work for a ministry. In any of those enterprises, in any of those efforts, you will be exercising entrepreneurial skills.
Right.
And you will be challenged with needing to lead people. You will be needing to take agency over a set of variables that maybe you have some control of or that you don't have control of. All of the things that one might learn in building a business, they're going to use if they're an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur. Right. And I've had the experience in both places. My career, I've started businesses, but I've also been a member of a business or an employee in a business. And in all of those times, I see that I had a set of responsibilities. I had something that I was trying to build inside of another organization, working with others. So many of the same skills are being used. So we actually wanted to say that, you know, for anybody who's coming in and they're not sure whether or not they want to be a business owner or start their own business, that we assure them that no time will be wasted in what they're learning throughout this entire program, because they will use all of that when they leave. And I think that that's an important thing when casting vision for students, because I know that when I was in high school, I was just kind of like, am I really going to be using this, you know, when I go into college, or am I really going to be using this when I get into career? And I think we're being challenged with that. And frankly, as we move into an AI world where so much more is being handed off to agentic work, or you know, work that is replacing jobs, we have to have that. That, okay, what next? Okay, how can I iterate on this new technology? Okay, how do I respond to this new environment? All of those skills are what we're trying, and what you know we're trying to do in this program.
Well, I think it builds a brighter future. The CTE programs in all of the ISDs across the state are getting more attention, and I see a real renaissance around CTE as a track. And it's not just everyone goes to college. And that's good. I think the welding program, as an example, what a great career. And we have a significant shortage of technical welders in the country. And so I'm thrilled that Fredericksburg's made this investment, and that they've got people like you and Jason that are leading the program, talking about the program, getting people involved. And I'd make a call to the Fredericksburg community for mentors to say, hey, if you've got the bandwidth, this is such a rewarding opportunity to come into the classroom, see today's student, which is completely different than what you would expect as a student, and be amazed at what they're doing, what they're coming up with, and how they're working together.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There, you know, when you get to a certain stage in career and you have the opportunity to serve in the community, so often you see that as what you are giving to the community. And that's what the way that I initially approached Incubator was thinking, well, this is, you know, experience I have that I can bring to this program. But gosh, Justin, I've just found it to be such generative work. I find I am so energized by the challenge of not just knowing what I know and bringing it to the classroom teaching it, but can I communicate what I've learned and what they're trying to understand in a way that it clicks and that they're able to apply that in their little businesses, and to see the students leaning in and really working to learn and grow and change and iterate on their business is just so exciting. And it's an exciting thing to be a part of. And as anybody who has built anything knows, it's very rewarding. I mean, when you see these students who really start off as just like kind of looking around like, what am I doing here? I don't belong. They have got imposter syndrome. And then to finish, you know, whether they got on the podium for some prize at the end of pitch night or not, to know that they are now equipped with a basic understanding of what it takes to build something, to take that, we're challenging them to take courage in the process, because that confidence that comes on the other side of pitch night is just, it's just invaluable. And so we're very excited about year two. Anytime you do something the first time, it's really hard. We had a very successful first year, which is great. But we're really looking forward to what year two might look like too.
Well, I'm excited to see what the pitch competition looks like next April in Fredericksburg and in so many districts across the state. So if you're interested in this conversation, you want to see what these kids are doing, look at your school district and see if you have an incubator program. If you don't, I'd love to talk to you about how to get involved with the incubator program and bring it to your high school, because it does make an impact. And we had that same thing. It doubled year over year.
Is that right?
For five years. And it became, there was a wait list on the program. It really becomes a successful, highly sought after program once the kids realize that full potential and what's there. And so, and we're not here to get them to start a business out of high school. It is to really learn how to start a business when they're ready, where they're ready, and give them the confidence that they can do anything.
It, you know, Justin, as I think about this, you know, people, when people think of high school public education, they don't think about, the word innovate doesn't really come to mind. You know, students, just drudgery is what comes to mind, getting through. It's a means to an end if I want to get to college. And as I and some of the other mentors have started to talk to administrators, we're just like, oh my goodness. I mean, if there's an engineering track, if there's an entrepreneurship track, if there's a medical or a culinary track, and we're seeing these types of results, and we're seeing these this type of enthusiasm in students, what would that mean if we were to bring it to language? What if we brought it to math? What if we brought it to social studies and government? What if adjunct professors who are passionate about those topics could come into the classroom and start to share with students who want to learn? I think that that's exciting. So we're casting vision for the students. We're casting vision for administrators, for the community. I think it's exciting for everyone here.
Well, I so appreciate the time today, the conversation, and the way that you and the team are building Texas, because in Fredericksburg, Texas, you're creating opportunity that those kids didn't think they had. And Fredericksburg, for those that don't know, is about 90 minutes west of Austin, about 90 minutes northwest of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big city. Thank you for the way that you're building Texas. And
thank you.
I've really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, me too, Justin. Thanks for having me on, and look forward to future conversations.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of the Building Texas Show. We release a new episode every week, and you can find us across all social platforms. Please like and subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Thank you to our sponsor, Chisos Boots, and their damn comfortable cowboy boots.